started off by quoting a verse. I don't know the Ascension by heart, but explaining, first of all, that Vaikuntha is above this material world. It is above Devidam, it is above Shivadam. It is a transcendental abode of the Lord. And there, the lion is personally present, and Lakshmi is there. And it is very a place of great spiritual opulence. And there the devotees, they are mostly, the relationship they have with the Lord is mostly in Shantura, the So Srila Gurudev is clarifying here. He's saying that there are 2.5 rasas which are prominent in Vaikuntha. There's the Shantaran, which is the equality or neutrality, where the devotees mostly are just aware of the Lord's form and meditate on that form. Then there is Dasyaras, the servitude, and Sakyaras, friendship, and Vatsalyaras, parental affection. They are present, but only half. Therefore, it is said there are 2.5. They are mixed with Aishwarya. They are not fully present there. So, beyond Vaikuntha, there is Dwarka. And in Dwarka, Krishna has 16,108 wives. And he also has so many sons from each wife. He had 10 sons, and then also one daughter. And then each of the sons, they also had 10 sons. So much opulence is there, and so much relationship is there also. So much more, this place is much superior to Vaikuntha Dham. But it is predominated by Aishwarya, predominated by the conception of the Lord's opulence. So they have a reverential attitude towards the Lord. And although sweetness is present, but only to a very minute extent. And then beyond that is Mathura. And in Mathura, the moods of Aishwarya and Madhurya, the moods of sweetness and opulence, they are equal. There is at least some conception of that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev, although as Gurudev was explaining a few days ago, we know that no Vrijabhasi will think this way. But at least there is more intimate relationship with Krishna there. And then beyond that is Gokul. So in Gokul, this is where Krishna's actual birth ceremony took place. As Gurudev was explaining, that although it is mentioned that Krishna manifested in Mathura, but he actually took birth in Gokul. So his birth ceremony was there. So many extraordinary pastimes were there, especially Krishna tasted the Vatsalya Rasa, the mood of loving devotion of his parents. So all these pastimes were manifested in Gokul up to the Pugatha, or up to the Boyhood stage. And then after that, or beyond that, is Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna manifested his pastimes with the gopis. And Gurudev was also explaining this pastime a few days ago when we were over at Chandra Sarovar, that there are two types of Rasalila. There is the Sharadiya Ras, which is the autumn rasa dance. And then there is the Basanti Ras, which is the spring rasa dance. So he was explaining that when all of the gopis, when all of the young unmarried gopis, when they were worshipping Katyayani Devi in order to have Krishna as their husband, then at that time Krishna stole their clothes and he promised them that he would fulfill this desire. So during this Sharadiya Ras, the Ras of the autumn season, Krishna fulfilled this desire, and all different types of gopis, even the sadhana siddha gopis, those who had attained perfection through practice, they all had the opportunity, those who were qualified, they had the opportunity to meet with Krishna in the Ras Lila. So that was took place in Vrindavan. And superior to Vrindavan is this Govardhan. And at Govardhan, just nearby where we visited a couple of days ago at Chandra Sarovar and at other places also, Gurudev was took us yesterday to Ratasali at the tail of Govardhan. So Krishna manifested Ras Lila there also at these places, but in these places it was not with all the different general gopis, but only those who were the close associates, the svapaksha, those who were of the same group of Srimati Radhika. So this was a higher manifestation of the Rasa dance. And so many other pastimes took place here at Govardhan. On the pretext of herding the cows, Krishna would go out with the cowherd boys and he would perform so many pastimes, but this was all a pretext so that he could meet with the gopis. And Shivananda Prabhu told one story that also yesterday we were at Sankarshan Kund, and nearby there is Gauri Kund. So one day Krishna was meeting with Chandravali, and Brinda was looking all over for Krishna, and then she went to this place, and then from a distance she could see that Krishna was there with Chandravali. So she was thinking of some way that she could extract Krishna from there and bring about Krishna's meeting with Srimati Radhika. So she went in a great fluster, in a great anxiety, and she was saying that Krishna, that you have to come immediately. There's a big demon who has just come and is creating a great calamity, and if you don't come at once, then it will be a great problem. So Krishna said to Chandravali that I'm sorry, I have to leave just now to take care of this demon, and as soon as I've taken care of him, I will return right away. So in this way, Vrindadevi was able to extract Krishna from there. And as they were going, then he explained the whole situation to him. And he was also pacifying, or he was pleading with her, that please don't say anything. Please don't tell Srimati Radhika that I was with Chandravali, otherwise it will be a great problem. So in this way, so many intimate pastimes took place here. So this place is superior to Vrindavan. And then after that, Shivananda Prabhu went on to explain how Giriraj Govardhan serves Krishna in so many ways. In particular, he analyzed the different, according to deity worship, there are 16 articles to be offered, and sometimes 5 articles. So he was analyzing each of these different principal articles and showing exactly how Giriraj Govardhan worships Krishna in this way, yet at the same time, in such a way that it preserves the lila or facilitates Krishna's lila, not in a mood of aishvarya, but in a mood of sweetness to facilitate Radha and Krishna's meeting and their exchange. He began this part of the discussion by raising the question that is Giriraj Govardhan in a male form or he's in a female form. And he was analyzing that he must be in a female form, because only in that form can one render confidential service to Radha and Krishna in their confidential exchanges. So I have to beg your forgiveness at this point and request from Chandra to fill in the details.
That my group, Krishna was, Govardhan was male. If Govardhan was male devotee, that the pastimes to which gopis and radhikas cannot be male. So he is not male form. It is general form. Then it may be. But when Srimati Radhika is meeting with Krishna, a special kind of pastime is going on there. Where Lalita or any gopi can be, cannot. So how she can be? So seeing Radha and Krishna when they are meeting alone, seeing them is full of joy, extend joy, and it becomes like its own atma. Understand? Ecstatic ananda is there, happiness is there, and in so much ananda, it becomes like a stone, like it in a faint a person like this. So, he becomes like a stone, but even he has so much mood that Sakshani Dhani Kele Rasani Dhinava Juno Sakshani Dhani Kele Nundupanamala Vidhan Shyama Vedin Prakashu Rasik Barakulana. He has become a stone, like a stone. But he is a Rasika Varapulana, is top in the line of a Rasika Var. He is giving a scope to Radha and Krishna that, Radha and Krishna are knowing that anyone not here.
Yes.
No male, no woman. No, not anyone is not here. And very, very, yeah.
Just because he is not taking any personal form, so he is relieving Radha Krishna from this tension that no one is here.
Like, anywhere, there is no one is there. We can be naked there, no one. In bathroom, second to the door, we may be naked, whether male or female, because none is there, but if wall, mirror, and all their male or female, then what? He cannot. So in this way, Govardhan is posing that I am like a wall, like a stone, but he is a Rasika Varapulana, he is in the top first line in a Rasika Var. Why? Because he comes from the heart of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is herself like Govardhan. He has created it, manifested Jiviraj Govardhan. So that so many pastimes of this. So Rasik Varapulana Modama Stalyanami. Very much a Rashi, and now he is feeling so much ananda, mood. Mood means?
Happiness.
Why happiness? But because my two conjugals are placed here. No.
Outsider.
No lajja. nothing. Like in Nishantalila, as you have heard anywhere. No clock, it may be. Sometimes her hair may be in Radhika.
Yeah.
And she is trying to untie. Then Krishna comes and untie. So many masters here in Govardhan. Because he is Sakshini Vishnu. So Giriraj, hearing this prayer, told that, oh, what benediction you want? You are prayed in me such a way that I am so much happy as I want to give you any benediction as you will want. Then he told, oh, who is telling this? He is telling. If you are so much happy to me, if you are glad to me hearing this, and you are pleased and want to give a benediction, I want that how you are Rasik Varsdhana and how you enjoy the pastime, very rare pastime. I want to realize, I want to have all these vidas in my heart. So please, so that I will be witness for this, for others. So he wants to say. Very, very high class of meditation. Raghunath Das Goswami wants. So we should pray. We are ready to, not to pray. Raghunath Das Goswami has made a roti chapati for us. He has done, he has cooked, he has given makkan, bread, he has given ghee, butter, very tasteful, very sweet, very kumal. So, some things are there. So he has made it in his prayer. Now we can again repeat it. Take a slope. The moods of this. And by repeating, Giriraj will again be so happy. And we can have that meditation. What Raghunath Das Goswami has. This is called the Raga Rupa Anugraha. If you do like this, how you can follow Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami? What they have prayed, what they have, how they have practiced this bhajan in the guidance of Ragatmika. Huh? Especially Rupa Raghunath, always in the guidance of Ananga Manjari, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, always. Then if you repeat all these things, always repeating, chanting like that, having this mode, they can follow Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Aas, so we can have. So it is very surlabh. Very rare, very rare. And less, very, very rare, all these things. But we have come here. Govardhan is here. Today you have all the very biggest Annapurna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has taken the name of 360 preparation. But today you have made very miracle. About 700 preparations were there. More than that. So having this, Giriraj Govardhan is so much satisfied, and he will say, especially we made these prayers to him, then there will be so much melted hearing these things. And he is eager to give all these things. But it is very hard. Big samasya.
Big problem.
To keep it. to digest all this. If anyone having worldly desires, they cannot digest. So we should not pray him that he should take all worldly desires. Don't remember your home, your children, your wealth and anything. Only if you remember all this past time, everything he was saying, and then you will have this person. Now I am coming to the point, one thing more. You know Brahma? Brahma ko aap log jante hain. कृष्ण ने जब अगासुर को मारा, when Krishna killed अगासुर, a light came from his body and met in the soul of Krishna. And seeing this, he wondered, how be a demon like अगासुर? And he has got salvation like Sarva Mukti. Now we wanted to see some other pastimes of Krishna. At once Yogamaya came and controlled this Brahma. Why? Krishna was thinking that all the cows want to that I should be their son. All the gopis were matured gopi. They want that, I should have a Krishna as a son. We want to support and give our bread to him. There were so many gopis of little age, even that they may be of 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years age. All they wanted that Krishna should be our husband, our beloved. So there have been so many reasons that Krishna wanted to fulfill their desire. How can he do? Just today, Brahma has told that I want to see some more new some pastimes of Krishna. So he called Yogamaya. As one she came, and she controlled Brahma. Now, Brahma is not thinking. What was he thinking? Who is making thinking him? Yogamaya. So he thought, he was thinking that I am thinking. But really, he was not thinking, but Yogamaya was inspiring in his heart. First, I will see. How I will see the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna? I will have to do some fun. I will have to anyhow restore to sell the cow herd boys and cows. How I can do? When they are setting their
Lord,
at once Brahma took the cow, cob and his head and his cage. And when all the boys were going to touch, he took all the boys and kept them in another. And Krishna was touching them, touching here and there. At that time, Krishna, his mouth was dry. He wasn't worried. Where you have been? Where my cause? Where my friends have done? And at once, so what to do? He was looking here and there. Where my cops and friends have run. In the meantime, Brahma went to his Brahmaloka. But when he was entering in Brahmalok, at once the doorkeeper told him, "Who are you?" He told him, "I am Brahma, your master." The gatekeeper told, "You are not Brahma. My Brahma is here sitting on the chair in the council. Four-headed he is here." Brahma thought, "Who is here? I am Brahma. I have four mouths, four headed. Who has come here?" In the main day, Christian time, Krishna manifested him as a Brahma. And he went there and he took his throne there. He told the gatekeeper, "Take him out of here, Brahmalo. He should not come. He is an eater. Imposter. Yeah. So get him out from here." Brahma at once returned and he saw with four headed. He saw, "Oh, he is there. Oh, my master Krishna is here. He is supreme of law. He is supreme personality of Godhead. He has done this." So at once he thought that, "I have done so much wrong and I have done offenses in the lotus feet of Krishna." At once he returned to Vrindavan. It took 1 year. In the meantime, what became here in Vrindavan? Gargacharya told, he ordered to all the gopis, "This year is very auspicious. So any girl who is 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 12 years, any of them should be married this year." And Krishna became all the boys of Vrindavan. So all marriage was done by Krishna. But no one was knowing this, only Yogmaya. Understood what I told? In the sense of all the friends, all the sticks, all the kambals, all the teachers, everything at that time was Krishna. So all the boys, how hard were Krishna. So all were married to Krishna. Those who are also in home, that all their kids, civil the girls. And if anyone come in the shape of any boy in their home, then we will marry this also. So all were married by Krishna. So when Krishna did Raj, all beloved was Krishna wife like. So he has, Krishna has done nothing wrong. To give this argument, Krishna is done like this. Also, for 1 year, Krishna became all the cops of Braja. A special thing came. What a special thing? At first, all the gopis, mothers, they used to support, nourish, and to love Krishna more than their own son. But now what happened? Equally, their own son were in cave and Krishna became their son, and Krishna in his own shape was the son of Yashoda. So now both were same. So the love and affection for Krishna and the love and affection for their death was similar. Not less or high. But at once they used to love their children not so much like Krishna. So this happened. One day, in the last day, when Brahma came, all the goat boys, cowherds, were grazing cows on the hill of top of Govardhan. And Krishna was with a cowherd, very little boy. He was greeting corpsman. When this 1 year old corpse. It was in Madhuban with all the cops and cowherd boys. They saw here the cows are that oh 1 year old our cows are there. All the cows newly born, they were the same on the top of hill with them. But they saw 1 year old cow and began to run towards that old cow. Cow want to love more one newly born. They can forget old one. But he has become strange, opposite. They were at once attracted to old one and began to run and gallop. All the cowherd persons, like fathers of the boys, they wanted to catch them with their sticks, no big sticks, bamboo sticks. But now the cows are running so fast that they couldn't. They became so angry. Especially they became angry to the boys with Krishna who were playing on flute and cows were attracted. They became so angry and they wanted to go there and to chastise and beat their boys, their sons. Cows went there so quickly there and they began to give milk to their old cow and they began to chatane lage as if they will take them in their heart. Vasudev Prabhu was there at this. He was thinking, what is the matter now? The cows getting up old, newborn cows, and they are coming to, attracted to their old ones. And also I have marked, now today I think that all the gopis, they are not loving their, they are equally love and affection for both Krishna and their son. But at first, I have remarked that they love more Krishna than their own. But how? I am seeing all this. He began to see by his yogmaya. Oh, it cannot be any demon's maya. It cannot be of any ghost. Because anyone cannot humko mukta nahi kar sakta. So, whose maya is here? Why it is going on so? So he was thinking, and now Krishna began to smile. Oh, I knew today. Money, your mother's milk was not sufficient for you. So you used to go to take make lakhs and lakhs mother. And all the cups, oh, you are all the cups now. Where they are, old ones. Taking the milk off of lakhs and lakhs gopis, mother, your stomach is not fulfilled yet. So you have become the son and cough of all the cows. How is it? How you will have to fight that? Krishna smiled. Oh, it is your yogmaya. That is happening. You wanted to fulfill the desire of all the cows, of all the mothers, of all the ladies, girls who wanted to marry you, and so many. You wanted to fulfill the desire of Brahma to show him so beautiful past tense. Now I anyone cannot reveal that. So now, in the meantime, Brahma came and Krishna brought all the cop and all his cowherd, and he became alone. Brahma began to apologize, and he read so many poetries in his honor. He told one thing at last. Tadaburi bhajyamiha jan kimap atapyam jadabokilavi tatamang rajo visheka jad jivitam bhagmanapati. He, in Srimad Bhagavat Bhagavatam, 10th, 14th adhyaya. I want to take the bus just of all the gopis here, or anyone of Vrindavan, Tadapuri Bhagyamiha. If I will be anyone in Vrindavan, and I will touch the dust of your dust or any Vrajavati, then I will be so lucky, so much positive. Krishna told, what service you have done? I am a son of Gop. I am not so pure. I take the remains of all the boys. I take something, but never wash my hands and mouth, you know. I do like that. I am not pure, I am impure always. So why you are saying me? Oh, now I have known you. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. So now you cannot get me. Please be mercy on me. Bestow your mercy on me. I want to be anything, any creeper, any grass, any tree, even a stone, not even in Vrindavan, if in Gokul. You know a stone? How they can use? If there is a creeper and he has slipped everywhere and she has returned to her home, she wants to wash her feet. So giving some water and keeping rubbing on this stone. I want to be very strong. Understand?
Yeah.
What I told Ram?
Maharaji is saying that Brahma said that ultimately please make me that stone which after cleaning everything, every stool and of the brush, when a sweeper goes to her house and wants to clean her feet, she uses that stone to clean her feet, to rub on it. So, had I been that, I become that stone.
Now, understanding, figure up you
know.
Krishna, Brahma ji kar rahe hain. मैं आपके चरण धूली लेने के लिए, ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूली के लिए, मैं फिर पौधा गुलमर्ग एक खास भी होना चाहता हूँ जो ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूली मिल जाए. कहीं भी हमारा जन्म हो जाए, ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूली चाहता हूँ. यदि इतना मैंने सौभाग्य नहीं किया तो कहीं भी एक पत्थर होकर, टुकड़ा होकर के भी आ जाऊं, जहां पर की ब्रज की गोपियों की मैला टट्टी साफ करने वाली जमादारनी भी टट्टी कमा करके आए, अपवित्र भी, और हमारे ऊपर में पैर रख करके और पानी दे करके रगड़े, तो मैं ऐसा पत्थर भी होना चाहता हूं यदि मेरा यह परम सौभाग्य होगा. इसलिए वृंदावन में मनुष्य ही पतंग, घास, पत्थर कोई भी हो जाए और ब्रजवासियों की चरण. ब्रजवासी मैंने कौन? ब्रजवासी है कौन? यशोदा मैया है, गोप गोपी है, रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी इत्यादि ब्रजवासी. इन लोगों की चरण की धूली यदि मिल जाए तो हमारा जीवन कोटि कोटि जन्मों के लिए सफल हो जाएगा. बड़े बड़े राजा महाराजा, रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, बड़े बड़े और भी राजा महाराजा, ये लोग भी
इन गोपियों की जान की धूली बनने लेने के लिए ललचते हैं। हमारे अभी पहले राष्ट्रपति थे राजेंद्र बाबू बिहार के ही, जब वो आते थे गोवर्धन में तो सब ब्राह्मणों के चरण की धूली, भक्तों की चरण धूली लेते, यहाँ की चल धूली लेकर के अपने चारों तरफ में लगाते थे। उस समय जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने कहा था, पंडित जी आप क्या कर रहे हैं, ये हमारे राष्ट्र की मर्यादा आप नष्ट कर रहे हैं एक राष्ट्रपति होकर के भी, और आप जो पढ़े लिखे नहीं है इनकी चरण धूली ले रहे हैं, यहाँ की धूली लगा रहे हैं, ये तो ये गरिमा की बात नहीं है। राष्ट्रपति ने कहा, जब पहले मैं था और मैं अपनी धार्मिक भावनाओं को लेकर के चलता हूँ, यदि आपको अच्छा नहीं लगता है तो मैं आज भी ज्ञान दे देता हूँ, किंतु अपनी धार्मिक स्थितियों को मैं नहीं छोड़ सकता। और राष्ट्रपति फर्स्ट राष्ट्रपति ऑफ इंडिया ही तो कैम्पियर इन वृंदावन एवरीवेयर प्रधानमंत्री प्राइम मिनिस्टर टोल्ड हिम दैट ओ यू आर डूइंग रॉन्ग बिकॉज बीइंग ए राष्ट्रपति एंड यू आर डूइंग सो मच थिंग्स ही टोल्ड दैट आई एम गोइंग टू रिजाइन जस्ट नाउ टुडे आई डोंट वांट टू बी राष्ट्रपति इफ आई कैनॉट हैव फुलफिल्ड माय मोर This is the free dust of Vaishnavas, the free dust of his Govardhan, then I don't want to be Rashtrapati Arya. The aise aise sab log the, hum log bhi aisa hi hona chahiye. Bhagwan ke prati bhakti nahi hai, to manishya manishya nahi, wo gadhe hai. If anyone not doing bhajan, not knowing all these things, not doing parikrama, he has no taste, nothing, धर्म ही नहीं ना वस्तु समाना ऑल शास्त्र अवर है सो वी शुड बी वेरी पंक्चुअल टू डू सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड टू डू हरि गॉड प्रमाद हरे कृष्ण हरे
Thank you. गिरिधर श्री यादव विनोद बिहारी रसुल जी परिक्रमा की जय।